it's follows the lines of Eicha, one of the kinis in Eicha, one of the program Eicha. Echidim Azov is going on Yeshiyahu. Yeshiyahu was the tsar of the Misa, and Yeshiyahu was a double tsar. Klal Yisrael had sunk down to Avodah Zarah in the worst way possible with Menashe, and there seemed to be, Klal Yisrael's situation was hopeless. And a star arose, a star from Beis David, and Yeshiyahu was his name. Yeshiyahu was somebody that the Torah, the Navi describes him. Nobody, he was the Baal Tshuva. He was the one that no one returned and returned the nation with him the way Yeshiyahu ever did. And this was the hope that Klal Yisrael would be rejuvenated. It wasn't only the imminent Churban, but Klal Yisrael, the Am Hashem, had become suffused in Avodah Zarah and in the worst way possible. And this was the hope of Klal Yisrael. And everything went well, and then Yeshiyahu was killed in the battle. And it's like, Loleinu, somebody's sick, and it's very hard, and you work with it, and you work with it, and you work with it, and then some new cure comes up, and the person makes a dramatic recovery, and then he dies. And that is a much, much stronger blow, because the person had, after he got the new situation, he had hopes, and then when the hope is dashed, it shatters. But there is, seems to be an ambiguity about why Yeshiyahu was killed. On the one hand, it says that Davak b'chet litzani hador, ashekama hadal sista. The story is, what happened was the Melech Mitzrayim came through, wanted to go through Eretz Yisrael on his way north to attack. Yeshiyahu said that, Yeshiyahu said, it says in the Pasuk, that l'savacher ba'artzechem, that when Klal Yisrael is doing right, there's not going to be any, not even wars, but not even peaceful armies will go through there. And since Klal Yisrael wasn't the highest madreiga, this should apply. Yirmiyahu the Navi told him, no, that's not what you should do. You should let them go through. And he stood up against Mitzrayim, and they killed him. They riddled his body with arrows. So it says, one place it says, and this is the Chet Letzani Ador Dabak Boy, that he thought it was clean with Avodah Zarah. He thought that it was clean from Avodah Zarah, and the truth was it wasn't. It was, they said that the people had on the inside of the doors Avodah Zarah in a way that when you open the door, you don't see it. It's only when you close the door inside, that's when you see it. So since the door had that level of Avodah Zarah, they weren't zochah yet to the bracha that there won't be any chayav ba'artzechem. He didn't know about it, and that's why. But it says, Davak boy chet. He had some of that chet. On the other hand, he didn't listen to a Navi. I'm not sure if he held it was a halachic. I mean, it's hard to know the protein, but I mean, on a personal level, he didn't listen to a Navi. Navi said no. Navi said they should go through. And he refers to both of them. So I think the Nakuda is Hainohach. Not only in the world of Averis, in Averis that there are Nituk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is understandable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Sein HaGezel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Sein HaRayis, and if we have a Shaychus to it, we're Menutik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's easy. There's a bigger challenge. Mitzvahs are good. Karbanis are wonderful. But it's very easy to break them away from their makor. Shaul was a tzaddik. Shaul's a bigger tzaddik than David. Shol was ben shana b'molchoi. Chazal say he had no averus like a ben shana. And when Shmuel came and he hadn't destroyed Amalek, and he said, and he says, this is Karbanis, and Takimoisid Vashem, Shmuel finally told him that Shemoya Mizevach. A carbon means nothing. A carbon is a way of listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every mitzvah that a person does, at the end of the day, all it is a chetimtza to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a person listens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, most of the time it's mitzvahs. But if chas v'shalom, a person is menatik a mitzvah from its makor, that becomes avodah zarah. And a very bad avodah zarah, because it looks mitzvahdik. It's probably one of the reasons why Chazal were metakin brachas on mitzvahs. Even though I'm doing a mitzvah, what do I need another mela? I'm eating an apple, so it's I need a bracha to sort of add kedusha to it. But I'm taking a little vinesug anyway. The teretz is because if it's not baruch ato Hashem, it's not a mitzvah. Actually, baruch hu b'Torah tchila, they learn Torah, but even in Torah, it became a chetimtza where one was able to drive a wedge between the Neisna Torah and the Torah. I can't make a bracha on it. A bracha is meant to attribute something to its source. So if I eat an apple, I say it's not my work that made it. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beria. When I learn Torah and I make a bracha, I'm saying, this is Dvar Hashem. And when there's Loi Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila, there's a Nituk. Yeshayahu was there almost. This Avera, listen to that description. The description is, it was an Avodah Zarah that never ever showed its face outside. I mean, you opened the door to the outside, there was no Avodah Zarah. But when you closed that door, there was Avodah Zarah. Because between you and it, the it was the Avodah Zarah. That was left in the door. It withdrew, the Avodah Zarah withdrew from any overt manifestation. But it was there, mitzad, the you and yourself. Taking a pasuk, listening to a pasuk, when the halacha is not like that, when the Navi said not like that, is a zdapkus. That same taking up a zevach and divorcing it from the Shemoya is of that nature. And that's why Yeshayahu's avera was that he didn't listen to the Navi. But it was a nidbak from the chet of Latzanei Adar. He calls it Litzani Ador over here. Dor Berchad Litzani Ador. Why Litzani? Litzani is to show that no matter how grand something looks, it's hollow. When a comic takes an important figure, a king, a president, an important personage, And he pokes fun of him, what he's doing is, adrabah, you can't poke fun of a shikr in the street. You poke fun of somebody chashev, because you say, yeah, outside it looks like this, inside it looks like this. The litzani ador, everybody kept all mitzvahs perfectly. Chas v'shalom, there wasn't a nidnut of avodah zarah before. But the inside, it wasn't because Hashem said so. But it didn't end bad. It ended bad, but the end is the beginning of something else. It says, as he lay there in his death throes, they saw his mouth moving, and he was scared that he is renouncing, saying, you know, Shav avoid chas v'shalom. I mean, this is what I did so much for, to be killed. They heard him say, "Tzadik hu Hashem kifiu marisi." Hashem is right because I didn't listen. I was so busy doing the mitzvah that I forgot about who the metzaveh was. Tzaddik, those were the final words of Yeshua. And it says the Ruach HaKodesh came back and said, Ruach HaPeinu Mashiach Hashem. Those are the words of Mashiach. Mashiach is a melech. He's Hilchos Melachim. Mashiach is part of the halachic, the halachic and reality of Klal Yisrael. But Mashiach Hashem, a Mashiach means I've been anointed, which means I've been appointed. It's a hamshacha from someplace else. The hamshacha is that you are being empowered. You didn't rise and take power. You are being empowered. You're being coronated. Somebody is coronating you. That's what the word Mashiach means. A king who needs to be made a king needs to be nimshach. A king who just keeps on the royalty because he ashes from his father and so on doesn't need Mashiach. Mashiach is a melech, but Malchus Yisrael did terrible things, many of them. Mashiach Hashem means that Mashiach keeps on him constantly the sense that is Mashiach Hashem. The fact that a melech b'Yisrael did everything right and came to almost the highest nekuda, he almost brought the gula, it was a hair breadth away from the gula. He brought back Klal Yisrael in a way that it was machzeh them. But that lias nekuda, that at the end of the day, even mitzvahs, even Torah, has no meaning on its own, divorced from the mitzvah and the noisna Torah. That was Yeshayahu's last breath, and that's the first breath of Melech HaMashiach. Tzadikhu Hashem Kipi Marisi is the dying gasp of a Melech Yisrael who's still living with Malchius, where you're the Balabas, you're the Kaveya, and Bemela, you can set something. That was the dying breath of the last Melech. The first breath of Melech Mashiach is Tzadikhu Hashem Kipi Marisi. Ruach HaPeinu Mashiach Hashem. The spirit of Mashiach lies in that breath of Yeshua. And that's why there's a yichud of a kina for Yeshua.